Well, but do they have main offices downtown, though, or do they still have branches downtown, or do they close this up? I mean, they must have at one time.
When they first built the mall, they left some of the stores downtown, like Sears and Penny's, but eventually they phased out.
Oh, really? So there are no more big stores downtown?
Well,
that you know.
I won't call them big stores. No.
They got a lot of little ones still.
Yeah, a lot of little ones.
Okay. Are there any neighborhoods around here? Now, you tell me about some black neighborhoods and some white neighborhoods. Are there any other neighborhoods that are like Spanish or Greek or Italian? Anything like that? That you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I mean, it might be some, because when you go downtown, you see quite a few of them. But like saying, I don't know whether you go about it or like that, because when I go downtown, I'd be either right through there, coming through there. When I go to a store down there, I go right in and get what I want to get right out and get on back to crime.
Yeah, I heard that people don't like to go downtown much anymore. Is there a lot of crime?
It's not the crime. When I go there, I get a lot of hassle.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, see, the last time I went down there was to buy these shoes. I had him in a box under my arm. Mr. Spick Cow, he was down there. He came. I was looking in the record shop. He came behind me and he freaked my partner out. Me and my partner was together. And he freaked him out because he tapped me on the back, asked me what's in the box, and both of us asked at the same time, shoes.
Oh, that's good.
He wanted to know where we got the shoes from, how much we paid for them, who paid for them, who gave me the money. Yeah, we had all that, but he asked us anyway.
And he asked you who gave you the money?
Yeah, ask me how to get the money.
Like you stole the money?
Yeah.
Oh, God. He doesn't have any right to ask you those questions. But on the other hand, if you don't answer him, you get in trouble.
Right. He did it anyway.
Yeah.
But then again, the cops in my neighborhood do a lot of things they're not supposed to anyway.
Well, now, do you have white cops in your neighborhood, or do they try to have black cops in black neighborhoods?
Well, like saying you got, well, it's mixed. Like okay. Say, majority of the police department is white, but you got a few blacks on in the way, and you got a few in our neighborhood. And you got a couple that come through there, but the majority, most of the time it's white.
Now, would you say that the black cops are more together than the white ones?
It all depends on what you mean by together.
Well, they don't have to say as much.
I wouldn't say it's in cases. Like in some cases, the white cops are better than the black cops. Like I said, in some cases, the black cops give you more hassle than the white cops. Like, for instance, one night we were sitting in front of the store on Mobile Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like when I ain't got nothing to do and I can't find nothing to do around the house and I can't get to sleep, I go up there and sit in front of the store with the fellas and shoot the child for a little while. And it was about 4 carloads of white cops came out there, you know.
It was about 4 o'clock in the
morning? No, about 4 cars.
Oh, four different cars.
White cops came out there. Uh-huh. And they'll stop and look and see what we're doing. They just keep on going.
Okay.
But now, then again, one black cop came by there, and he made us move.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said, let's leave. That's what he
let's
said.
Leave.
Yeah, let's leave. He said, the man told him we could sit here for a while. He said, I don't care what the man said, you got to go. I'm saying let's leave. And he jumped out the car and he ready to pull out the gun, so he woke up.
So it just depends on the person, really.
Yeah, it just depends on the person.
Okay.
Well, see, now we got a couple of white cops out there just like that, too, like Rance and Smith. Like, He'll house it just for the fun of it. But not like saying it all depends on the mood they in. That's the way I see it, because sometimes it's the nicest dude you want to meet. But then sometimes he's the dirtiest dude you want to meet, too. It all depends on what they done been into that day, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Because like saying, here they have 2 days called Mardi Gras Day.
Right.
And the day before Mardi Gras. Most of the time you don't work and you don't go to school on those days. Okay, so the day before Mardi Gras Day, we were just out. You know, we ain't had nothing going, we weren't doing nothing. Came along, and he just hassled us, sisters, you know, made us get off the corner, go home, and stuff like that.
God.